Welcome to the Dissident in Chief podcast. I'm JP. I might be a resident dissident. I don't know. I'm a fucking individualist, not a collectivist or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But welcome to the show. This is fucking awesome. I got to get some plugs through, okay? Because like someone's got to pay my bills, and usually it's not y'all motherfuckers yet. So anyway, if you aren't already following me on Twitter, follow me at DissinChief, D-I-S-S-I-N, Chief. I'm not spelling Chief for this third week in a row because fucking Google exists. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave me 5-star review. And if you don't like me, don't leave any fucking reviews. Like an Uber driver. Come on, man. Like, don't give me a fucking 4.5. That's some bullshit. And if you're on Anchor FM, Spotify, or all the other stuff, give me a heart. Give me a favorite. Listen to my shit, man. It's so fucking important so that more people can listen to the rantings of a crazy motherfucker like me. But you're over there probably thinking like, dude, I saw the episode title. The taxation is theft dude is on. But hold on. I'm coming. I swear. He is coming. Anyway. But let me give you some little notes about him because, yeah, he's got some shit going on. He is running for Texas governor in 2022, which I will be motherfucking voting for him. But he's also going to give you a pitch to vote for him, too, if you live in Texas. He's also a drug smuggler of like good shit, though. He'll get into that. And he's also the founder of the Taxation is Theft brand of merchandise, luggage tags, and all kinds of shit. And he's also the founder of the legal marijuana online business, legal-ish marijuana online business called Nug of Knowledge. Dan, Taxation is Theft Berman, what the fuck is up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Is my intro shitty enough for you, man?
That was, well, there's only one thing I have to say, and I have to say it because of the government. It's not me. If it were me, I wouldn't care, but you can't call it marijuana because it's not marijuana. It's cannabis. Although it's technically illegal to call it cannabis too, but that's kind of where I draw the line and say, fuck you guys, I'm going to call it cannabis.
Fair enough. I mean, I try to put the whole legal-ish because you have to check your local laws and all that shit because, you know, you don't want to be fucking liable for some dumbass that wants to try to like fucking try to sell weed in Kansas where they fucking execute you on the spot for it. Like, you don't want to be part of that shit.
Well, so they had this federal law that they passed called the Farm Bill, where basically they said if the THC is low enough, which is like it's like almost non-existent, it's like 0.3%, if it's low enough, then it's not cannabis, it's hemp. So but the thing is, like, it's still like, you know how they have like Latin names on like all of these, like, you know, like Hyperbolus Cannabis Selectus, whatever, you know, it sounds like
a Harry Potter spell. Potter, yeah.
Like that's the name of the plant. So even though they're saying it's not cannabis, it's hemp, it's still cannabis. And it's like, you guys are fucking idiots. They're trying to like rewrite the entire English language into like this bullshit legalese nonsense, which sucks because it's like, you know, if a cop asks you a question, is that cannabis? And you say yes. Are you saying yes to it's legally like the legalese cannabis, or yes, it's cannabis as in its Latin name is like, and then it's like, what? You just confessed. And it's like, there's no coming back from there. So it's like, you know,
almost like they like to fucking rig the game to whatever the fuck works best for them or something.
Yeah, it's almost like that. It's so weird. I was having that same epiphany. It's
oh my God.
Fuck those guys.
Fucking. And then, I mean, while we're talking about like fucking drugs, you are like fucking like out there in fucking narcos country, like fucking smuggling coke or whatever. Just kidding. You're actually doing like really good shit with it. But
yeah,
like what the fuck are you smuggling? Just in case like people haven't been like following you on Twitter or whatever, like what are you smuggling? And also, like, why does that make you like super based? Because it kind of does.
So well, thank you. So it's I like to say I'm a life-saving drug smuggler. Because I'm smuggling life-saving drugs, kind of like you know, like the whole Dallas Buyers Club thing, which was absolutely ridiculous what they did. Like, if you haven't seen that movie, go check it out. It's a true story. They were smuggling vitamins. I'm smuggling insulin inhalers. And, you know, like and basically the reason for this is, you know, this stuff that it started with the insulin, it costs $100 in the US for a lot of people. That's a month's supply. And in Mexico, it's only $12. And it's like people are like, oh, yeah, but it's probably like some cheap knockoff crap. No, it's actually the same stuff. It's actually a German manufacturer. And it's like that same company sells it to the US for $100 and they sell it to Mexico for $12. And like there's a million different explanations for it. I've heard some people say that there's a bullshit competition law that says if there's already a US manufacturer of something, so there's a US manufacturer of insulin, a foreign company is not allowed to come in and undersell them, undercut their pricing. So there's that. There's like the fact that the FDA is basically saying, I think there's three companies that are allowed to sell insulin in the US. And even though there's like 47 companies that sell it worldwide. So you have all these companies around the world that are making insulin. And like, you don't hear about an epidemic of like, oh, there's a recall on insulin in India or China or something. You don't hear any of that because it doesn't happen. Insulin is not like an extremely dangerous thing. And even in Mexico, it's funny is you don't even need a prescription to get it in Mexico. Like I was like, the first time I went to buy it, I remember I was in there like McLovin with a fake ID. Like, am I going to get arrested? Like I was just being extremely like shy and embarrassed about like walking in there. And like, I'm like, are they going to ask me questions? Like how's this going to work? And I just said, can I have this? And they were like, yeah, you want a bag of ice to go with it? And I was like, okay. And that was it. No questions, no nothing. And like people are like, oh, but you need prescriptions for insulin in the United States, which is an extra expense, like to go to doctors and like all, you know, every year you have to go back to a doctor, get a new prescription, whatever. Maybe it's 6 months. You got to pay for all that stuff. That's extra expense. That's extra cost. And people will say, well, yeah, but they have to protect us because they don't want people like buying too much and overdosing. You don't need a prescription in Mexico and people aren't buying it and overdosing. Nobody's like going to the kids on the playground. Hey, kid, you want to shoot this up, man? It'll get you high, man. That does not happen.
Get like, some fucking insulin, like fucking drug dealers. Like, yo, man, you want some of that sweet? Let's go, bro. Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's so fucking ridiculous. And so here's the next one we're working on, actually. It's all part of this this organization I came up with called Free Healthcare, freehealthcareamerica.org, which totally sounds socialist, but it's not. It's to get the attention of the socialists, because this is the thing, right? We got all these people over here going for Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all thing, right? And like you got to sympathize with them a little bit. I mean, they're pushing for socialism, but they see that there's a fucked up problem with our healthcare system. I think everybody recognizes that.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get their attention and say, hey, free healthcare is better than tax the rich healthcare. It's free. And then I get them to come over and then I start showing them all these libertarian plans and how it's going to help them actually get their healthcare. And then they're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Well, what's actually free about it? Well, it's free like freedom. So they like it. It works. And I know libertarians hate it. They hear it and they cringe and they're like, free healthcare. But anyways, so the next thing we're working on, a lot of people know about the EpiPens and that's just a bunch of other bullshit. So basically you have this pen and you stab it into people like on Pulp Fiction when the girl's overdosing, you stab it in and it's like adrenaline, right?
And isn't that the thing that Martin Shkreli was getting into that got him and everyone to fucking hate his bitch ass?
Exactly. Now here's the thing. You have one company that makes that and they have a patent on the pen. Now, some other company came along and said, hey, we have another pen, but instead of stabbing it like this, you stab it like that. Right. Well, the FDA said, well, OK, it doesn't violate the patent, but we're not going to approve that because what if somebody in some emergency grabs your pen instead of the other pen and they don't know how to use it? They don't know how to press the button. And so instead of letting people pay $12 for these pens, we're going to let them continue paying $500 for these pens. That's the FDA. That's a good old government for you. Anyways, so what my next plan is, what I'm investigating right now is how feasible it is to 3D print a fucking EpiPen, because if I make the thing and I upload it, who are they going to sue? Excuse me. If somebody makes the thing and somebody uploads it, who are they going to sue? I mean,
of course. Well, somebody going under the pseudonym BearTex2022.com.
I didn't print them. I didn't sell it. I didn't manufacture it. I didn't cost them anything. It's a bunch of individuals. It's almost like the movie piracy thing at that point, right? Like, it Hollywood can't go after like everybody who's downloading one or two movies. They go after they try to find the people who are like mass producing bootleg DVDs, and they try to go after them because that's like a big hole in their pocket. But with 3D printing, it's not that anymore. It's just like the downloaders, right? It's like what's Metallica gonna do? Sue the little kid in his fucking in his dorm at college and say, "Oh, you downloaded my song. We're gonna sue you." Well, like, what are you gonna sue him for? He stole one copy of your song. It's worth what, a buck? Like, so that kind of like destroys their whole fucking lawsuit.
And it helps not create any more like fucking Ross Ulbricht situations where they fucking railroad his fucking ass for mostly shit that's fucking not happening, first off. And then even if it is happening, like drug dealing, that's a victimless crime, man. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, the less like people like that, like, it's, that would be the best thing. Cause yeah, whatever the fuck they're doing to him is just, he's the fall guy. And because he's the fucking Pirate Bay, or not Pirate Bay, but fucking Silk Road guy, that's, they fucking got him. So it's a bunch of crazy shit like that.
I'm trying to find this case, cause I want to be able to tell you the name of this case, but I was reading about it. Earlier, there was a case that went to the Supreme Court of California, and basically it was a heroin addict, right? And so what happened was, like, okay, this guy had heroin in his system, and they arrested him, and they tried to say, oh, you've got heroin in your system, and that's a crime. And this went all the way to the California Supreme Court. And basically they said, and this was like in the 70s, right? Because now everything's about possession, right? Like, it's common knowledge. If you eat the drugs, you don't get charged, right? So unless you're driving.
Right.
But so the law at this time was, if you're walking around and you've got heroin in your system, then that's a crime. And this went all the way to the California Supreme Court. And they basically said, well, this is, he's a junkie. He's an addict. And this is his pursuit of happiness, which is defined in the Declaration of Independence and is protected by the Ninth Amendment to the Constitution, pursuit of happiness. Now, what I want to know is, in order for you to get, like, if it's okay for you to have that in your system, like, how does it get there? If that's pursuit of, that's like the destination of the pursuit of happiness. How does it get there? You got to buy it or grow it, and you got to possess it in order to put it into your system. Right. Now, I don't advocate people do this with heroin, but what about cannabis or mushrooms or, you know, whatever? And then even a little bit of cocaine isn't that bad.
Woo.
Right. Like if this is your pursuit of happiness. So that case was specifically about it being in your system. But why hasn't anybody challenged this for possession? I mean, that's what really gets me. Like, this is like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I need to put my law degree hat back on and go fight some shit. I don't actually have a law degree. I went to law school by downloading recordings of law school from like Harvard and some other shit.
Oh, there you go. About as educated as anyone else, I guess.
And I mean, it's like I was sitting in the classroom. So I was actually I picked up a bunch of Barbary study guides. I was actually going to try to do like a catch me if you can and actually go and take the bar and pass it and become a lawyer without going to law school. But then because it, like, I don't always go to just one source, which is what you're doing. Like, if you go to Harvard, it's like you only have one source for your legal education, and it's Harvard.
Yeah.
So I was going to a couple different law schools, but then I was also digging up the trash on the internet and like the conspiracy theories. And like, there's plenty of trash and nonsense in there, but there was actually a lot of really interesting things that I later went to. I made friends who were lawyers, and I brought these things up to them, and they had no idea about these things. They it's like they're sitting there running their entire practice. Like, some of them are litigators, some of them are criminal defense attorneys. They're running their entire business based on protecting people using the tools that they learned in law school. Meanwhile, there's all these other tools that are out there, these other facts about how fucked up the system is and how you can just opt out of the system that these lawyers didn't even know. And like when they see this stuff, it blows their mind. But they're also afraid to say any of it because they know the judges are all part of the bar. And when they hear this stuff, they're like, you can't say that. Not in our court. This is a official bar associated court. And then we only like bar arguments in here.
Which happens to be, which is code word for fucking state. Like this is a state court.
Secret society bullshit. Yeah. Cause the reality is there are so many protections that we have that are just not allowed in the courts. What's it called? Jury nullification is one.
They don't fucking talk about that shit ever.
It is, you can get charged with contempt of court just for telling a juror that they have that right. They arrest people outside of the courthouse, which is public space, for giving written information to jurors. And they call it jury tampering, even though you're informing them of their rights. And they can't take this, they can't take any of these, like, you know, FIJA is one of the organizations, they have these printed out brochures. They cannot look at any one of those and say, oh, you're giving false information because this sentence right here is false. They can't do that. Instead, they just say, oh, blanket jury tampering, you're going to jail. And they never push it. They just make you spend a day in jail or they take away your papers or whatever. They never actually take you to court because they know they can't win.
Well, exactly, because they're just trying to intimidate you and, more importantly, intimidate other people. So, you ain't going to do that bullshit. You see what happened to him? You want that to happen to you. It's the exact same situation.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so fucked, man.
I'm telling you, man, this legal system is like weird, fucking stupid. Takes all of our fucking money. Ooh, look at that transition. God damn, I'm good. What's up? I'm talking about taking our money. Fuck yeah. So taxation is theft, which first off.
Damn right it is.
I have. So you're saying. I'm going to do the fucking like, what's that fucking, that British news lady. So what you're saying is you really like taxes and you hate the fucking poor, you piece of shit, right? The Kathy Newman, you.
I'm lost. I don't know who that is.
Oh, so there was an interview fucking Jordan Peterson did way back in.
Did she live in Aleppo? Sorry, I had to throw that out there.
Oh, my God. Fucking Aleppo. Oh,
all right. But yeah, so she's who?
She's like someone with the BBC that gave Jordan Peterson like the shittiest and most like presumptuous interview of all time. And he's over here just like, well, no, I didn't say that. And she's like, so you're saying that you believe in hierarchies and that people on the lower end of the totem pole are worthless and need to get fucking killed or something like that. And he's like, whoa, no. And he like fucking called her out for that shit like in the interview.
Oh, man.
So she was just like doing the whole like straw manning the fuck out of his argument. And that's kind of a meme about like straw manning it.
That's like the opposite of what happens here. I was just watching Biden's press secretary saying something today and they were like, I don't know. They asked her about.
Oh, been to the border. Oh, like, why hasn't Biden been to the border? Yeah.
But Biden said he was down at the border. And she was like, well, he was there like 10 years ago.
Does that count? He was there in the 2008 campaign. It's like, yeah, thanks, Jen. Jesus Christ.
Technically correct. Technically correct.
Technically correct. Technically also a cunt move, but you know, what do I know?
So are you saying nothing's changed since 2008? Is it the exact same situation?
I mean, if you want to get like fucking macro, then maybe a little bit worse.
I mean, yeah, it's well, yeah,
build back better. Let's go, Brandon.
yeah. Oh man, and then I saw there was they're pushing that whole build back better thing. Absolute nonsense.
Which one? The $3.5 trillion bill or whatever gargantuan bill they're pushing now?
Just the propaganda that they have with it. Like, what about the one with the NASA, right? They were talking about the space camp and then like all the kids that they had, like all these kids, and Kamala's like, oh yeah, we can see the moon with our bare eyes now.
How do you do, fellow kids?
But all these kids were hired actors, they found out.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. because of course Kamala can't actually talk to like real children acting like children.
I'm sure it was probably something like they were like, oh, why are all these space camp kids so nerdy? Can we get some normal looking kids in here, please? And I take offense to that because I'm a nerd. So just before anybody like tries to take that out of context. But yeah, I guarantee. We need some more cultural diversity here. There's too many Asians in this camp.
We need one Mexican chick, one black trans kid who's like fucking 12 years old. We need like a fucking like Asian kid, but also is like a dude, but used to be a girl. But now he identifies as like a air traffic controller because like he's fucking gone. I don't know.
People don't realize this. Like they'll see commercials, right? This is like Coca-Cola is a fucking pro at it. They'll see commercials with different people in it and they'll be like, oh, they're not racist because it's not all white people. No, they're extremely racist. They're making sure to put somebody in there that looks just like you so that you'll identify with them and go buy their fucking products.
Oh, while teaching fucking critical race theory and their fucking training manuals. Which is,
you are being targeted. Targeted, I tell you.
Targeted? What? I'm a straight white male. I am never targeted. Just, you know.
Ooh, man.
Hashtag.
It's a crazy world we live in, man.
Wait, we got to call her. We got to start calling her Queen Kamala, though, because we already know that, like, Joe's probably going to fucking die in a fucking or fucking get a medical accident and then fucking, oh god, I ain't fixing my camera anyway.
Fall down the stairs
and
my money's not falling down the stairs.
Either that or he's gonna commit suicide with three gunshots to the back of the head, like Hillary Clinton style. But and then we're gonna have her as president, and then she's gonna win two terms because Americans are fucking retarded. And then we're gonna have Queen Kamala, and then it would be illegal to call her anything other than Queen Kamala. So I'm getting ready. I'm still gonna criticize. I'm criticizing, but I have to make sure I don't get my head cut off.
Just how you can't say "Let's go, Brandon." They're gonna say if you say President Kamala, that's offensive hate speech.
Didn't you like fucking try to put up a sign that said "Let's go, Brandon," and they were like, oh, well, that's profanity.
Yeah, I did. I was trying to run. I'm running billboards all over Texas right now on these digital billboards. And they were like, yeah, it's what do they say? Explicit language. Let's go, Brandon. So I changed it to Let's Go, Berman, which sounds very similar. I mean, if you were to muffle it out in the background, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between Fuck Joe Biden and Let's Go, Berman. Right.
Oh, totally. So, yeah.
Same.
I love the fact that fucking this one corporate press reporter who's like, which to be fair, like some people are like, oh, she's like a total psyop and shit. And I'm like, or it could be just like a fucking local sports reporter that hears that and is like, fuck, I got to make something up. I can't just I can't literally say that they're saying fuck the president on live TV. I have to make something up. And then she gets memed into goddamn oblivion.
Like if you're. Like I've been in those situations, like because I used to work in film and video production, and like you're like when your attention is on two or three different things, like you pick up less information and your mind kind of fills in the blanks. They actually say this about it's easier to hallucinate in the dark because your eyes are picking up less information and your brain is trying to fill it in
with whatever you see.
Yeah, so I think that's probably like, you know, that's a very good possibility of what actually happened to her, where she just hears like some shit going in the background and she's like, whoa, they must be saying let's go. I'm talking to a guy named Brandon. They must be saying let's go, Brandon. That sounds, yeah, I could see that.
Like I said,
maybe she has a good sense of humor. Who knows?
everyone's thinking she's like some psyop. And I'm like, yeah, the sports reporter in fucking North Carolina State. Okay. Yeah. I think she just is desperately trying to change the subject and ended up getting memed to the fucking oblivion, which is still hilarious.
They would have just cut the audio out on that as if it never happened. Cause that's what they did. There was when Biden went to go see the I think it was a hurricane, a tornado. They were in a neighborhood and there were people on the roof and they were live streaming this and they were like, fuck Joe Biden. And like, And like, meanwhile, you know, the chopper's there and he's like hugging some little kid with his mask off and like all this other crazy shit that you're not supposed to do. But anyways, so they're doing that. And then later I see the actual footage from the news and they're showing him hugging this kid. And like, there's no sound at all. You don't hear the birds or the wind or the cars or the helicopter. You don't hear anything. They just turn the sound off because these people are like on the roof yelling, fuck Joe Biden. It was fucking hilarious.
Lord, these fucking propaganda sites, I swear. And it doesn't get any better. See, I thought it was really bad news when I lived in a small town. Fuck no. I moved to Dallas. The news is, there's more of it. There's more corporate press outlets. All of them say the same fucking thing, though. And they're all fucking just so goddamn like in the tank for the establishment. It literally makes my eyes bleed. And it's just, I don't know why I do this to myself because I'm fucking nuts. I mean, I like politics, so that's already like a red warning flag. Talk about Twitter meme, the fucking red flag. I like politics. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, it's no, I mean, I get it, man. Like, I never wanted to get involved in this shit at all. Like, I would have been happier just spending my whole life playing video games, writing code, making movies, you know, doing that. Like, that would have been my perfect life. But at some point, I'm just like, man, I'm being fucking oppressed here. I hate the fight that I'm in. Like, I almost feel like the guy from The Matrix where he's like, oh, this steak is so good. If you could just put me back and make me forget about all of it. Like, I've considered that before and I've been tempted. But it's like, because like, man, having to fight this fight really is just, it's fucking depressing when there's so many people who are just so, you know, unawake. It's so hard, man. It really wears on you. But I'm not really the kind of person to give up. So even though I might entertain the idea, it's like I can't. I could never go back. I could never go back to, you know, I could never get back to the life that I enjoyed. I'm stuck in this fight. It feels like it's going to be for an eternity.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I tried to get out of it and I followed it, most of my life. I tried to get out of it for a little bit. But I mean, I'm telling you, man, it's like fucking, once you get hooked on fucking heroin, it brings you back, bro. And I tried to fucking stay away for 3 years and then it roared back for me in fucking 2015, 2014, somewhere around there. And it's just been goddamn, like, been in it. And it's just fucking exhausting, but also like really fulfilling. It's weird. Like, it's really fulfilling to like make change where I can. But also just like hearing all the fuckings, and of course being a fucking, even a limb, like, you're obviously more of a public figure than me, but just hearing like people's stories about how the government fucked them, it just, because we're hearing all of them, because no one else is going to be comfortable telling those stories to their fucking normie friends, but then they tell them to us and we're just over here just getting like bombarded with like all the shit stories.
Yeah, I know man, what do you want me to do about it? I don't have any, like, no, like, some people come to me, they're like, yeah, man, the CPS is fucking me over. They took my kids to do it. And I'm like, I would really love to help you, but like, I'm just as fucking powerless as you are. And it sucks. And I hate having to tell people that, but it's like, what also sucks is like, I understand that like one of their biggest problems is they tell me, and I get it. They tell anybody else and they're like, no, you must have done something wrong. This has to be an isolated incident. The government can't be running this child trafficking ring where it's stealing people under the name of the CPS. Like, it can't be happening.
Okay, Alex Jones.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, this shit. They're like, yeah, no, you got tinfoil hat on. I don't know what you did, but you must have abused those kids or something. In fact, the fact that you're saying the CPS is this big conspiracy, that's probably why they took your kids away, because you're starting to talk like a conspiracy theorist. And now it's like this self-fulfilling prophecy. And imagine being put in that situation. It's fucking terrible. And like, the government destroys so many lives every single day. It's
at a scale that you can almost not imagine.
It's fucking horrific. Crazy. it's horrific. It really is. When you take into consideration everything that the government is doing, good intentions or not, the actual number of lives that it's destroying is it's unfathomable. It's outrageous. And then most people just turn a blind eye to it because they're the Matrix guy. They're like, no, I don't want to live in that reality. Let me just pretend that doesn't exist because they haven't come after me yet.
Yeah, they haven't come. Nothing happened to them. Like, oh, hey, it's fine because I live in the neighborhood with my wife and my 2.5 kids. Like, I'm living the fucking dream. I say, howdy, Mr. Officer, and Mr. Officer Friendly waves back and, yeah, fucking Leave It to Beaver bullshit. And like people say, it's like people say that like sarcastically, the whole Leave It to Beaver cop thing. But like it's
people believe that
people
shit.
Believe it. And then especially if you're in a really small town, it's way more likely that your cop that the one or two cops in your town are fucking decent people for the most part. So people don't understand that, like, when you live in a bigger city or bigger area, like, it's totally different cops, man. Like, that's the part you can't just get through people's heads.
I mean, that's definitely a big dynamic about like a lot of this. Like, so half of the country, like literally, like, okay, people who live in cities, they think 99% of the country lives in cities. It's really like half. It's like half of the population live in big cities. The other half live in unincorporated. So not even half are in big cities. Half are in cities, incorporated cities. The other half are in unincorporated areas, which means they don't have police departments. All they have is sheriffs. They don't have fire departments. Maybe they have volunteer fire departments. You know, all and it's a completely different dynamic. So you have all these people who live in cities, right? And they're just like, oh, well, the police department is like right down the street. So if anybody ever breaks into my house in the middle of the night, I'll call 911 and police will be like right there, right? They're minutes away. But to anybody who the other half of the population who live out in the country, like, that's a completely different argument. And so there's this whole, like, and if you look at this map too, this map of everybody who votes blue versus who votes red, you'll see all the blue concentration is in where the big dense cities are, because those people are like, it makes total sense, right? You live in a city closely in dense population with a bunch of other people. The dynamic is completely different. It makes sense to have, you know, you don't want to live in a building, like, let's say within 100-foot radius in every direction, right? Let's say there's 20 people and you might have like just some drywall in between you, right? You don't want a bunch of idiots on the other side of those walls with guns who don't know how to use them, right? So you trust police because, like, yeah, you call the police. We don't want these people to have guns, just the police. But when you live out in the country, that's not a concern to you because there's nobody on the other side of that wall that you don't know. That's your family on the other side of that wall. So it's a completely different dynamic, and I get it, right? And like with sewage, right? If you live in a big city with like skyscrapers and everything, so, well, it's got to go under the ground, and like that's not a problem where like somebody can just say, well, I own this building, I'm going to dig up some trench all the way to, you know, wherever, to the ocean, and like that's not a problem that's as easy to solve as when you live out in the country and you can just say, oh yeah, we're going to put it in a septic tank, and that's it. It doesn't make any sense to do plumbing all the way out to the ocean from the middle of, you know, Iowa, right? So like everything is always different, but you have this, now we have the system where like everybody in these dense cities is trying to say, well, my way is better, and the rest of the country, including that 50% of the population that don't live in any situation that looks anything like mine, must also have the same systems that I have, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a city egoism. And I mean, as someone who's lived in fucking, like, I live in not the biggest city, but I mean, Dallas is fucking big area. It's pretty damn big, like, and the sprawl, dude. Like, you've been up here. The sprawl, it's reminding me of Southern California, where it's just endless amounts of fucking little towns pop up, boom, boom, boom. Each town has 80,000, 90,000, like, and it's growing like fucking crazy. But yeah, it's very interesting that you bring up the whole like city egoism, where like
Is that a thing? Egoism?
I literally don't know. I may have heard it somewhere.
I like that word. We just you just invented that. So if anybody like if you hear anybody say that, That came from you, man.
Copyright, motherfuckers.
go register the domain cityegoism.com.
Oh my God. Fucking. But yeah, it's super interesting you bring that up though. Cause like, as someone who's grown up rural and also grown or and also lives in a city, like with, again, the whole 20, like you got 100 people and you got like fucking drywall and a couple of bricks between walls. Like it's very much, it's super different. And like, and for me, the best way to make sure no one fucks with you is get a fucking doormat that says, come back with a warrant. No one ever fucking comes to my door. No fucking salesmen, no fucking religious people, cops, nobody. It's fucking great.
I used to have one of those and I have no idea what happened to it. It must have survived like one or two moves and then somewhere along the line it just disappeared. I don't know.
The best part is that it was like fucking $15 and it has like the little frilly outside, like the fucking, like usually like welcome home bullshit. And this one just like frilly outline and it says come back with a warrant. It's kind of, that's my kind of humor, is that kind of shit. I also need to get a fucking, but speaking of like your fucking taxation stuff brand, it's a lot more than just like the hat, shirt, all that shit. It's a fucking cool luggage tag that I'm literally looked up at your site yesterday. It's fucking cool, dude. It says like not drugs. It's so fucking funny.
Oh yeah.
That's exactly my kind of humor. Cause I do a decent bit of flying. So it's like, oh, let's fuck with them.
Yeah, no, I've got like a whole stack of the TSA. So when I was campaigning for president, I was like on a plane like every other day. And I was bringing, I was bringing some salt for Hornburger. Right. So I was in this little town in Mexico, where basically there's this natural kind of plain where the water comes up from the ocean during one season, and then it comes out and it dries out, and they harvest the salt from there, and then they actually like they bundle it up and they sell it, and it comes in these big plastic bags that look like cocaine, right? So I took one of these and I put it in my bag and I brought it on the plane. Because I was going to bring it to Hornburger, because we had talked, he spent some time in Mexico, and you know, and I was telling him about it, and he's like, yeah, that'd be great, bring me some of the salt. So I was trying to bring it around to him, and like I realized like, oh, this is fucking hilarious. Like, it's going through TSA's scanner, and like I started getting this thing has been inspected by TSA every, like I would usually get those like 1 out of 5 flights. I started getting it every single flight. So what I would do now is like I would leave them all in there. So when they open the bag up, they see this bag of salt, which had like in marker, I had written on it, definitely not drugs. And it was like wrapped in these like TSA inspection certificates that said it had already been inspected. It was just fucking hilarious. I was like, man, I'm going to get as many as I possibly can. Cause fuck those guys.
Yeah. I was about to say, I'm like, they see the bag of salt and you're like, oh, like 100%, like there's gonna be some retard at the CSA that thinks it's fucking coke and go like, oh, a bag of coke, let's go, I get a raise, oh my God, and they turn out it's salt. It's so fucking, that's great. Well,
so there was this video of this kid who was bringing meth, and like it was like in a jar like this, right? So it was like this kind of like amber liquid in like a water bottle or like a Gatorade bottle. And like, I guess it was like liquid meth that like would then be like turned into the like the rocks or something later. And so he was at the customs checkpoint and they were suspicious. They were like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's just an energy drink or, you know, something like that. Or it's a Gatorade. And they made him drink it. So he drank this entire fucking bottle of meth and he ended up dying.
Woo.
So I'm sitting there thinking like, what if they make me eat the salt to prove it's not cocaine?
You're going
to
be over here just like, oh my God.
Right? Like bubbles start coming out of my mouth and then they're going to be like, oh, see, it's dangerous to human. Well, it's fucking salt.
I mean, it's the same thing at like a fucking, I mean, if you ever licked a fucking salt lick, like it's the same fucking thing, which I don't even know if you know what that is, but apparently donkeys don't fucking like produce like saliva or whatever, or no, they don't produce salt, so they do all their salt intake from like these big old fucking powderized fucking little square blocks of fucking pure salt that's like crushed up and shit.
I've heard of those. I just never knew why that was a thing.
Well, the thing is, I went to a fucking... Well, the only reason we figured out this out was when I was very young, I was in a Boy Scout troop, and we went to New Mexico at a fucking ranch that had donkeys and shit, and there's a salt lick, and we've been talking about salt licks, and one of the kids fucking... Actually, we licked the fucking salt lick, and... Yeah, that's fucking dumbass.
Oh, God, you said... You licked the salt lick that all the donkeys were licking.
Yeah, that was god awful. It was
fucking kids are disgusting, man. I tell you.
But it could have been worse. I could have died from COVID. But you know, even though it didn't exist, because it came from a lab, and I don't give a fuck what goddamn CNN says. It came from a lab, and hopefully they think I'm racist for it, because fuck those motherfuckers.
Well, I was just seeing a bunch of stuff going around today saying that Fauci, it's official that Fauci now lied about the gain of function research in Wuhan.
In Congress, which is what, a contempt of court charge, right?
Yeah, but he'll never be charged. He's their chief propagandist.
Well, no, of course. Well, it's the same thing with fucking like James Clapper. From fucking what, 10 years ago, right? About, we're definitely not spying on you motherfuckers. And turns out we definitely are getting spied on. Never got a contempt of court charge, and he's doing just fine. Not in jail, no.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, you got fucking Rand Paul over here sipping tea. And I'm like, well, that's great and all, but it doesn't really do much. Kind of like what fucking Abbott's doing with the whole, like, you're not going to do mandates here in Texas. And I'm like, are you though? Like, are you just like saying that, or do you actually mean it? Because if I had to guess, you're just virtue signaling to your Republican friends. Like, what's your thing on that?
He's trying to get some points back because he already fucked up and everybody hates him. But the reality is, he's basically doing an anti-mandate mandate. So the reality is, your business does not belong to the government. The government does not have the right to tell you who you can or can't allow in your business. That's the way I see it. And so the government should not tell you that you have to mandate people to wear masks or get vaccinated to go into your store. But they also shouldn't tell you that you can't require anybody to, like, you can require people to wear shoes to come into your business. That's considered normal. And if you wanted to, you could say, no, no shoes required. You can come into my business without shoes. And that just seems completely common sense and normal. But now when somebody wants to make a decision, oh, no, you can come in here with a vaccine. Then it's like, oh, no, that's discrimination. No, that's what the owner believes in. And we could get into a completely different conversation about how people are believing bullshit because the government's helping them push bad information. But regardless, just because the government has created one fucked up problem, we don't use the force of the government to try to solve it by using force, because now we're just getting people in the mindset of whatever the government says goes, and we just have to obey the government instead of learning the thing for ourselves. And that's just total bullshit.
The only little pushback I'll give, this might be, it may not even be that much pushback, is that how many of these businesses would actually do the fucking mandate of the vaccine passports, all that shit, if it wasn't daddy fed government, like doing the propaganda thing? Yeah, you'd have a couple of fucking libtard businesses in fucking downtown Austin and all that doing that shit. But like JCPenney, fucking Southwest, all those places, they wouldn't fucking do it. No way. If it wasn't like being promoted and promulgated by the federal government. Like, they're not doing that shit without fucking the government, like, sending them some fucking money on the low end, like fucking Southwest and Delta and all those guys.
Right.
That's where I'm at on it, is that I just don't think that these companies would be doing it at all if there wasn't like a fucking, like, they're trying to.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. If Texas or if Abbott wanted to say anything, they could say, hey, look, we're going to protect your business against the feds coming in and prosecuting you for making your own decision. That would be fabulous. That would be awesome, because now he's not enforcing what he believes, whether people should require the vaccine or whether they should not be allowed to require the vaccine. He's not enforcing his opinion at gunpoint. He's basically saying, you guys are going to keep your freedom and I'm going to protect you from the feds. But he's not doing that. He's just saying, no, we're going to come up with a different mandate. And now you're going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. Do you want to follow the state law or do you want to follow the federal law? And whichever one you follow, you're going to get fucked, basically.
Which to some people, which to like me, I'm kind of like, good. I mean, I don't really care because it's just like, oh no, Southwest has a problem. Fuck those motherfuckers. They just, you know what I mean? They like, oh, we're going to mandate vaccines for our employees, but also take a shitload of money and then also fire people if they don't get it. So, I mean,
yeah, no, I get it.
The whole vengeful God thing. It's like, oh, fuck those guys and whatever happens to them, I don't care. You know what I mean?
I mean, I agree. I mean, you know, in a perfect world, we'd be able to say, you know what, you guys aren't going to get any federal money for any of that stuff. So, you know, and then in a perfect world, we wouldn't have the government pushing propaganda that's paid for by, you know, all these fucking pharmaceutical lobbyists and all this other shit. In a perfect world, if we could solve those problems, we wouldn't even be arguing about vaccine mandates.
No, like if there was no fucking. Yeah, if we were solving all that shit. Yeah, go get your fucking vaccine. I don't care. Like, I don't like let people do with their own thing and then you're
do
good.
Your thing. Do what you want. Do what you're comfortable with. Like that would be it. And we wouldn't have people rushing vaccines because people would be like, no, I don't want to. I mean, because think about it, right? Like, I mean, like, you know, right? A lot of people know when the new something or other comes out. You don't want to be the first one to get it, right? New iPhone comes out, new software update comes out. Some people are first in line. Those are the early adopters. That's a small percentage. There are a lot of people who say, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait because the last one they came out with, it was fucked up and it sucked. And I heard and or maybe you had a bad experience. I know my wife just bought the last iPhone as soon as it came out because hers is like, I don't know, 5 years old. She's like, I'm going to get a new one and the new one's coming out. So she bought it the week it came out and it had a fucked up screen. It was like all orange and like she took it to Apple and they couldn't fix it. So they finally just gave her money back. And so it's like that's the kind of shit that happens when you're the early adopter. And this new vaccine, like people like to say, oh, vaccines have been around for decades and like that. And that's the propaganda speaking because this is a new vaccine. It is not the same as every other vaccine. Every other vaccine has been, you know, we take an actual virus and we kill it. So it's just like the protein strands and shit like that. And we stick it into you. This is mRNA. This is brand new. This has never been done before. And people are out here early adopting it. And we don't know. We don't know if there's long-term effects. We don't know if there's an effect that's going to come into play 20 years later. And in fact, 2 months ago, the FDA just took another Pfizer drug off the market. It was like a quit smoking drug, right?
Yeah, Chantix or some shit, right?
Yeah, they found out it causes cancer, and it's been on the market for like 15 or 20 years.
Because when you do a long term study, turns out everything you give you cancer. Who knew?
Yeah, but you can't do a long term study on something that you just came up with last week. So. If there are long-term effects on this, and they're telling pregnant women to take this stuff, if there are long-term effects, we might not know about it for 20 years, and we're going to be looking back on it. I guarantee you, this is what's going to happen in 20 years. That COVID vaccine, it's causing all these like long-term effects, and we're finding out that people who took it 20 years ago, they're all getting cancer, and they're dying at alarming rates. But there's this other vaccine for the new swine flu that's out, and everybody has to get that. That's exactly what's going to be happening. And they're going to be like, well, yeah, but you know, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You think this new vaccine is like that one from 20 years ago? That was 20 years ago. Come on, man.
2021. Come on, you fucking conspiracy theorist. Jesus. They have
so many new regulations since then. It's so much safer. No, it's not. Don't be the early adopter on shit like this, especially when we know the track record for medicine is you might not find out if it's going to kill you for 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, like who fucking, like literally people are just like, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer for questioning the safe and effective drug. And it's like, no, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm anti brand fucking new and everybody's fucking taking it. And I'm like, dude, this thing hasn't existed for 2 years. You know how long they usually study that shit? a decade, 2 decades before it even hits the fucking market.
Before it gets approved, yeah.
And it still fucks people up. Like, they have vaccine courts and shit before the fucking COVID, like, Mac vaccines and all that, because sometimes it would fuck people up.
Oh, get this one. This one cracks me up. So there's this VAERS reporting system, right? Where, like, all the vaccine injuries get reported.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tell people, like, yeah, look, there's been like hundreds of thousands of reports from injuries from the COVID vaccine going into VAERS. And then people, VAERS, VAERS is a joke. None of those have ever been verified. So basically what they're saying is hundreds of thousands of reports of people getting injured from this vaccine are going to the government, and the government is not looking into them to verify any of them. They're just like, oh, yeah, let's sweep this under the rug. And everybody's buying it and saying, well, they haven't been verified, which is technically true. Like, you know, did OJ kill his wife? Well, he was never convicted, so I guess not.
Yeah, I'm about like, to say, like, yeah, try that logic with fucking anything else. Oh, the bitch from Florida that killed her kid and got off somehow. Oh, fuck. You know what I'm talking about. The Casey Anthony. Oh, yeah. Casey Anthony didn't kill
her. Convicted. She didn't do it.
If you say Casey Anthony killed her kid, like I'm about to do, Casey Anthony, fucking bitch, killed your kid. There's going to be some fucking Facebook fact checker. Missing context. Casey Anthony was actually found innocent of the charge of killing her child.
Right. Meanwhile, I'll give you another example of one that works in the opposite way, because it's in the government's best interest. Wesley Snipes. Did you know he was acquitted of all of his tax charges except for one, failure to file, which only applied because he had a corporation? You remember all that shit that was going on all over the TV? Oh, he's been convicted. Oh, he's sitting in jail. Oh, this and that. They're
not paying his taxes. And it turns out it's literally just to file because they couldn't get him on the other thing.
And it wasn't even for not paying. They were saying that the way he filed was bullshit.
And then they gave him the fucking, threw the book at him for that one charge that could get him on.
And then it all got dropped. And then that one charge stuck. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you never hear that file up though.
Yeah, no. Cause now when I tell people like, oh yeah, nobody, like you don't have to pay taxes as an American person who works for a company, you don't have to pay taxes. They hear that. And I'm like, yeah, well, tell that to Wesley Snipes. Well, Wesley Snipes had a corporation and he was charged with corporate tax. He wasn't charged as an individual. Totally different story. Like, you think you're a $50 million actor? Is that what this is? Like, is that what you're telling me? Like, so no, it's a totally fucking different story.
Oh, yeah, totally different.
It's propaganda, man. Yeah. They control the information. That's one of those things that just fucking pisses me off, man. Because what do we do about it?
Well, first we got to get you elected the governor, man. First off, how is the fucking race going? And then I know a little bit about like who's running or who's supposed to run, because we obviously have Abbott rerunning for election. We've got Huff Hines that's going to make a big stink, but then eventually lose because Huff Hines is interesting because he's like, no mandates. Also, really, really big wall. And it's like
he also wants to get rid of the property tax, which I thought was interesting to come from any mainstream politician. I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, everything else is.
Yeah, it's strange. Like no property tax, no vaccine mandates or anything. Also, really big fucking wall and hardcore immigration. So it's like, God, man, like if you just ease off on the wall, you'd be fine. You could be palatable.
He actually, so like on his website, if you read about the property tax, he's already backing down from it, like in the same sentence where he says it. It's funny. It's like, he's like, yeah, we're going to get rid of the property tax, but in case I can't, here's my backup plan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Already fucking wiggling her out of a fucking thing. What a good part. That's, yeah. Well, he is practicing for politics. So there you go. And then we've got...
Yeah.
Is there any Democrat,
former state senator, I think.
Is there any fucking Democrat that's officially announced? Because everyone's assuming that it's going to be Beto because he's
right.
Fucking making the rounds and all that that fucking trash heap that he is. Is he actually like announced, or is he like, oh, I'm the exploratory committee?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's nothing official. It's too early for any of the official stuff.
Oh yeah, except for like Abbott and all that. But
yeah, I mean, you know, because those guys are like, you know, they like to come in like gangbusters and you know, do their thing, right? They don't want to waste all this time campaigning when they think, you know, they could beat people like me campaigning for 3 months when I got to campaign a year and a half out because nobody knows who I am. What's his name? McConaughey. Is still, I guess, thinking about it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, is that actually like, is he like just like high as shit? Like, I should be governor, man. Yeah. Or is he actually like somewhat seriously considering it?
I don't know. I've never heard him actually say anything. It's like always coming through like press releases and rumors and shit, right? But then it's also like, I've never heard him say anything political. What's his position on immigration? What's his position on the economy? What's this? I saw his Twitter. He posted a tweet where he had like this hard hat on, and this was like a $10,000 like carbon fiber hard hat. It looked like that didn't have a single scratch on it. And then like the caption was like, it was like, architecture is a verb. And I'm like, no, architect is a verb. Like, you don't need to fucking take a word. It's but honestly, like I felt bad that I said that, but I was saying it as an opponent for the race, because honestly, I fucking love the guy. I mean, he's a great actor. I love his movies. I love, like, you know, even just like his personality when he's not acting.
Yeah, he seems cool. Like, but I'm your opponent, and if you're technically some, like, there's rumors going around that you're running for the same position I'm running to, so sorry, bro. Nothing personal. Love you to death, bro. But this is business.
Exactly. Because, I mean, realistically, like he I don't think he would make a good governor.
I mean, it's the same thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, The Rock should run. I'm like, we don't fucking know anything about his politics. It's the same thing. We know nothing.
The closest, you like the guy and you trust him. That's all you know. That's all you know.
That their personality is decent and they seem genuine. Like, and again, until like last year when The Rock did that stupid bullshit endorsement of Biden and Kamala, like, you literally know nothing about his politics except for the fact that, like, as you said, you trust him. He seems like a good, genuine guy. And that's it.
And look at Schwarzenegger. I mean, everybody voted for him because they fucking loved him. He became governor of California. And then it was just like, oh shit, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, and then he's like fucking like fuck your freedom guy now. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. That's the best part, is like now he's like, fuck your freedom. He'll get vaccinated. And I'm like,
God, yeah, it's a good thing he's not still in office.
Like fuck your maid and then keep your love child like secret for like 30 years. Oh yeah. Pepperidge Farm remembers, motherfucker. I got you.
Oh, man,
I swear, man, like some of these like celebrities and celebrities. Speaking of celebrities that don't know what the fuck they're doing, apparently Alec Baldwin doesn't know what the fuck he's doing with a goddamn firearm. Fucking shit. That I'm sure by the time this comes out, there's going to be like 300 Inside Edition stories about the entire history of firearms. Because, right. Oh my God, Alec Baldwin's traumatized now. And it's like, yeah, but that whole situation's fucking crazy.
It is. And like the conversations I'm seeing people have are fucking ridiculous too. Cause it's like, okay, you've got some people who are out trying to say like, you know, yeah, let's use this for gun control. And it's like, Hollywood is the last, like, even if you were able to ban guns completely from the world, like Hollywood would still have them because they still got to make movies. Right. So like that's never going to happen. But then it's like, but then I see the same people who are saying, like, whenever there's like a mass shooting at a school, you know, and like all the people come up like, oh, I'm going to stand on the graves of the children and push for gun control. Then you have all the other people, the pro gun people saying like, oh, don't stand on the graves of the. Well, that's what they're doing right now. They're doing the exact same fucking thing. It's like there's look, this anti-gun person killed somebody. And it's like, well, that doesn't help. The reality is, okay, let's look at the situation and say, yes, firearm safety training. If we all knew a little bit more about that, if that was kind of, especially in California, where like they just teach you like, don't play with guns. They explode like fire just by looking at them. Like that's the shit they like. I went to a California public school. That's the kind of shit they teach you. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God. That's about right.
If the people on that set had just even a little bit of knowledge, like whoever handed him the gun and it was loaded might've said like, hey, you didn't check to see if it's loaded. Like, you know, didn't have to be the guy who handed it to him. It didn't have to be the prop master. It didn't have to be him himself or the producer. Like, and like, it could have just been somebody, hey, don't forget to check. But nobody, it's California. Nobody knows anything about fucking gun safety except for the very few people who are licensed to own them for fucking movies. That's it.
Yeah. And then not everybody that's handling that gun is the fucking guy that's like fucking licensed and shit. It's going to be some fucking like some prop assistant guy that goes out there and fucking just hands like, oh, hey, for the next scene, go get the fucking gun. And then he goes like, okay, gets the gun, doesn't check it or anything, and then just like, all right, here you go, Alec. And then
and they're trying to blame it on anything they possibly can. Now they're saying, oh well, it's because it wasn't a union movie. So we need more unions.
Oh my God. As if the fucking Hollywood movie industry isn't unionized enough.
It's fucking ridiculous. That's one reason why I never like really participated in any of that bullshit, because I was like, fuck your unions.
I've made movies and shit before. With and without unions. There's mostly unions. Like, trust me, they're everywhere. And then in Hollywood, everything is fucking unionized.
And what does insurance require? You have to have fire marshals around and police and like all this other shit in case something goes wrong. And like all that shit's, but it's like, but here's the thing too. Like this is one accident with a gun. And when was the last time that there was a gun accident on a set? Right? It's not like this never happens. But then think about this too, because they're trying to make this a gun conversation. When was the last time somebody got injured and killed on a movie doing a stunt? Maybe it was a car stunt and they died. Maybe it was an explosion stunt and they died. Maybe it could have been anything else. People die on movie sets all the time.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. But this one just happens to be a gun and they're going to try to use that. And it's like, well, why don't you just ban movies? I mean, making movies kills people, obviously. Let's just ban movies. Let's just ban Hollywood. Let's shut the whole thing down, right? You want to save lives, don't you? If it saves one life.
Yeah, saves cons. Yeah, same thing with concerts. Like, every time, like, the fucking, like someone out in fucking Coachella, every year they have it, some fucking poor stagehand gets fucking crushed by a video wall. And it's just like, first off, it's shitty conditions out there. I do stagehand shit, and it's fucking sketchy. But, you know, also, yeah. It's just like, oh, like, common sense music control. Can't do live music because of if one person dies, it's fucking, you can't have that shit anymore. It's just, it's fucking stupid.
One person ODs on drugs and nobody can take them anymore. It's like, yeah, that was the guy who snorted a whole kilo of coke. So anybody who's out there doing a gram is no longer allowed. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like the one guy that ruins it for everybody. It's like, let him ruin it for himself and don't fucking take it away from everybody else. It's not necessary. It's really not necessary. I lost your sound. I can't hear you.
Oh. Legalize cocaine. Also, wait, no, legalize, decriminalize.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget. I tried to like make that distinction. I'm like, legalize. If you have to, sure, but decriminalize is better.
I feel like decriminalize doesn't even go far enough because like then it's still like taxed and regulated, but it's like that's still.
But legalized is 100% fucking taxed and regulated for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. Fucking good shit, though.
I kind of like lawfulize, even though it sounds ridiculous and nobody understands the difference between legal and lawful anyways, but that would be.
Well, I mean,
just make it lawful.
I know. It's just, well, fucking, oh, I don't know. You're on Twitter. Hell, you're on Twitter probably more than me. Like, there's a lot of things people say that make them fucking stupid. And it's like legal, lawful. And it's like, well, a lot of these people that are pushing the fucking like vaccine mandates and no healthcare for unvaccinated and all that shit. And it's like, everyone always asks themselves, like, if I lived in Germany in the 30s, I would stand up to them. Yeah, 2020 and 2021 has proved, no, the fuck you won't.
Right.
No, the fuck you won't. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, absolutely not. it just became plain as fucking day. Like these fucking motherfuckers.
So when they say if you're not vaccinated, you don't get health care, like that actually kind of excites me because I'm like, does that mean I don't have to pay for yours either?
But
I mean, like you're not going to make me pay into a system that I'm not going to benefit from, right? Because that's the whole thing of taxes. Like, you hypocrite, you drive on the roads, you should have to pay taxes too. Well, if you're telling me I'm not going to get health care, then why should I be paying those taxes?
I mean, the weird part is I mean, that's always, it goes back to that fucking argument that always people think is a dunk on the Liberty bros and stuff, is like, oh, well, you're over here using the fucking roads, like, thought you'd be triggered by that. And it's like, well, I mean, they do forcibly extort money from me. I'm at least going to use the one or two things that they're good at, quote unquote. Like, I'm going to use it. I'm not going to like it, but it'd be just like pig-headed of me not to use it.
I mean, well, here's the other thing, too. If they taxed everybody at 100% so they could make all the roads out of gold, it's like, I don't care. I don't care if the roads are gold. I don't care if the roads are paved. I'd drive on dirt roads if they were there. The problem is, I'd drive next to the highways on the dirt roads, except that's illegal. So I'm only using their roads because they're forcing me to.
Seriously, it's just like, yeah, when it's the only way that... Yeah, well, the funny part is that, like, and always they always bring it back to fucking, like, well, what about the roads? And it's like, well, yeah, what about them? Like, people can't figure out if you're not a fucking three-letter government agency, you can't figure out how to put asphalt on the ground and fucking pay and then flatten it out. Like, is it
railroads? There's railroads. Those aren't really government. I mean, they're kind of, I mean, fucking government subsidize everything. So they kind of ruin that argument. But like, people built railroads so they can make money. And now if you want to travel between cities, you can use that. Or you could use a fucking plane.
Oh, unless you're trying to, like, some of these liberals, and then now Biden is apparently one of these. It's like, high speed rail is the way of the future. And I'm like, yes, I know Biden probably had fond memories of riding the railroad in 1854. It's fine. I get that. He's old and senile. But like, some of these
private staff of kids that he could sniff in the boxcar.
I know, exactly, right? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. But yeah, like, I don't understand, like, their obsession with, like, high-speed rail. And I'm like, you know, that's like two transportation, possibly three transportation generations back. Like it could be even further because of the fucking self-driving shit.
High-speed rail is racist. I'm going to say that. High-speed rail is racist because, like, if you're going to take a trip, if you want to go somewhere far, you take a plane, there's all kinds of ways to get there, right? The only reason it has to be high speed is because you got to get there. That's your daily commute. That's why they want high speed, right? High speed so you can commute. So you can take that, go to work, go back. Why don't you just live near where your job is? Because people who run the factories don't like your kinds of people living in their neighborhoods.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
that's a possibility.
They're going to fucking protest a fucking comedy special because it's transphobic. Well, I'm going to say that fucking high speed rail is racist. And also the vaccine mandates are racist because 30% of black people have gotten the vaccine. You know what 30% of 100% is? That leaves 70% of a whole minority. Isn't, and then according to the left's definition of systemic racism, it can be intentional or unintentional. It doesn't matter. If there's a disparate effect, it's racist, right?
Yep. I'm trying to look up right now. Are the Amish getting vaccinated? I mean, I think the obvious answer would be no. I just want to, like, I want to fact check myself.
Ooh, that is interesting because everyone's forgotten about the Amish. But then again, that's kind of the whole point, is they don't want to be a part of whatever the fuck our bullshit is. That's the whole point.
Right. And Well, and you were talking about minorities too. And so like, I was also thinking like, okay, what about Native Americans? Cause they're kind of on their own set of rules. But then I was also thinking about Amish, because in a way Amish are, they're, I don't want to say that, I don't know. There's some vague similarities between the Amish separation from US government and Native American separation. In a way, just the fact that it's separation, I guess it's still very different, but there's some little bit of similarity there.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see if Jebediah and Jebediah Jr. and Jebediah the Third and Mother Margaret and Mary are all getting their fucking jabs. That'd be pretty interesting.
It's saying here, Native Americans have the highest COVID vaccination rate. That's fucking scary, because that just means they just bought into the fucking government lie again.
Yeah, Winslow. Yeah. Buying into lies of the government has never worked out terribly for the fucking Native Americans.
Didn't you guys learn last time?
Yeah, the whole, hey, free blankets. Well,
wait, no, hold on. This is saying like 30 and 40. This is probably an old article. July. Is saying like 30% and 40%
of Native Americans.
Yeah. So I wonder what it is now. Why is Google giving me old articles? Maybe because
we got to get on DuckDuckGo. Someone that doesn't filter like Google. Yeah, shit.
You're right. I am on DuckDuckGo.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm having a fucking boomer moment.
Yeah. Fucking man. You know, Google's fucking Google, bought and paid
Google,
for.
Google, go.
Oh, Jesus.
See, this other article, well, this is also from July, but it says Native Americans and COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy. What? Huh? Native Americans and COVID vaccine hesitancy pathways toward increasing vaccination rates.
Who the fuck wrote that article?
Am I losing my mind?
That seems a little suspect.
That sounds like a fucking oxymoron.
Kind of.
It sounds like self-contradictory. Yeah, that's weird. Okay, this one's from August. Still saying that they have the highest rates. But it's still giving me like 22%. I don't know. This is funky. I'm going to have to do some more research on this.
It is weird, though, because like they're, what was it that Biden was saying that like the fucking total vaccination rate was at 80? I don't know. There's no fucking way. There is no fucking way it's 80. It's because I have people that I know that are in the medical field that are like, the real rate is anywhere from 45% to 55%. And the whole with the margin of error at 10%. Which basically just means we're throwing shit at the wall.
Right.
They have no fucking clue. I mean,
this is like that's a key part of propaganda is, you know, convincing everybody that everybody else is already doing it so that you feel left out and like, oh my God, I got to do it because I don't want to be the only one left out.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just super weird. They're like, oh, it's 80, the 20% is keeping us behind. And it's like, oh, it might be the fucking. It might be like 45% of the country is not vaccinated.
Well, what else is interesting too is, okay, so I've seen some numbers about like how many people they're saying are getting COVID with the vaccine. And what's interesting is if you look at that number, So let's say 1,000 people come in and they're sick and they go to a hospital because they have COVID, right? Some percent is going to out of the people who get it, who go to the hospital, some are vaccinated, some are not. But that group is going to represent the entire population. So let's compare the number. If 50% of the people in the hospital had the vaccine, but 40% of the public had the vaccine, what that means is that there is a higher percentage of people coming into the hospital who have had the vaccine than there are of people who haven't had the vaccine.
Yeah.
Really, what you should be seeing if the vaccine is effective is if 50% of the population is vaccinated, then you should see less than 50% of the people in the hospital are vaccinated. So that's kind of crazy in itself.
Which is why they're doing the fucking pivot of like, there's vaccinated people in the hospital because they got a breakthrough case because they're unvaccinated fucking mudbloods or whatever.
They got it from the unvaccinated guy. Why isn't the unvaccinated guy in the hospital? Where they got it from?
Yeah, shouldn't the guy that they gave it to him be like fucking dead and then the vaccinated person not feeling great either? Like, if that would make, again, this would make sense if they were consistent and not like full shit, but they are. Yeah. So
no, this is totally, it's the fucking Wag the Dog. I don't know if he's, did you see that movie, Wag the Dog?
Yep.
Oh, dude, that was it, classic. It's exactly what the shit is. Just making it up as they go along.
And then when the results aren't fucking showing that what they like, they change the fucking narrative. And then you're a fucking conspiracy theorist if you don't immediately adopt the new fucking terminology.
Yeah, we had wrong information. We got to change it. We got to update.
Yeah,
correct.
Can be weird.
Fauci didn't lie to us. He just had different information about what he knew at the time about the time.
Exactly.
At the time.
See, that is how you get on the right side of the government, Mr. Berman. With that kind of language, we can get you far at a place like CNN, good sir. It's super fucking weird, this whole fucking like last like year and a half, year 18 months, whatever the fuck it is now. Not 18, but year. A year and 9 months or whatever. It's just like a bunch of shit. And it's just, man, like, it's almost got me begging for like, fuck, dude, like if the government just stopped, literally they could hold on to some of their fucking power and most people would just go back to fucking sleep. Uh-huh. That's the weird part, is that.
Yeah, they're kind of going for broke, right? Like they're shooting themselves in the foot and they're like, oops, let me shoot another person
in the foot. It's like, God damn, like, fuck, dude. Like, and then
we're wrecking this car. We're going to total it.
Dude, like, especially with all these supply chain shortages they're fucking like putting on and everything, like it's almost like they're trying to fucking just self-destruct the economy. Like,
yeah, that is. Are you getting? What kind of shortages are you getting out of your way?
Generalized, like fucking, you go to the Kroger and instead of like whole rows, like filled to the back, full of ramen or fucking beef and all that, it's like about like five or six instead of like a whole row back. And I bet you,
So the shelves are full. They just don't go back. They're hollow in the back.
They're hollow. They are full in front, hollow in back. Yes.
Man.
So, and that's everywhere. It's all over the South for sure. And then, of course, I'm sure. And then, of course, it's going to be even worse in a couple months. I'm sure that's. I'm about to say, how's Mexico treating this fucking thing out?
I mean, I think Mexico's generally an exporter of food, so I haven't really seen any shortages. I mean, I know there is some import, like, so like at the stores that I go to, they usually have a small import section, which is like American food. they have the pasta stuff there and like the Japanese stuff, but like most of the stuff is all, it's all like the milk is all made in Mexico. The meat is all made in Mexico. Most of the vegetables and everything. So they're not really dealing with that type of issue from the supply chain.
Oh, that's good. And then,
yeah,
cause they're mostly shipping shit out, as you said. So
yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot of it's and see, this is what people don't understand about the fucking, like, cause they're like, yeah, let's build a fucking wall. And they don't realize like you're bringing over like tens of thousands of trucks every single day from Mexico with your food. Like, and it's like that alone, like, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But then it's like, oh yeah, well, we'll let the trucks through. And it's like, okay, so you're going to build this wall and you're going to leave a big hole in it. So all these big trucks, tens of thousands of trucks can go through it every day. What's the point of building the fucking wall?
Yeah. And how many of those fucking trucks are going to be filled with people?
Right, like they're not inspecting every single truck. Like, I mean, like worst case scenario, if they built a completely flawless impermeable wall, this shit would all be coming in trucks instead. And there's already stuff coming in trucks and they wouldn't catch it all. And you'd still have stuff coming through. And it's like, it wouldn't change much of anything at all. It would just, it would, it's stupid.
Yeah. And the fucking boomers are thinking that like every, oh, we watched border control on Nat Geo and they're checking every truck. And it's like, no, they're checking the truck. If the guy is like looking at the, looking out of the window, like, fuck, I got some cocaine in the back.
That guy's probably an actor too. We'll let you into the country if you let us film it.
Worst role like, ever.
seriously, like those shows are complete fucking propaganda. I was watching, I don't know where, because I don't usually watch these shows, but like I'm always somewhere and like, you know, I'm at someone and like someone's house and their parents are watching like, you know, 911 live or whatever that is. Or I was watching this other one that was like, it was like parks. It was park rangers and they're going around and they literally like, so there's these guys sitting on a truck in the dark. Right. And they go up to these guys and they basically, they say they have no probable cause. Okay. First of all, they say, well, it's illegal to hunt at night. And then later they say, unless it's private property, which they were on. So basically they admit that they never had any probable cause, but they're still asking these kids questions. And then it turns out they didn't have a license to hunt rabbits or something like that.
On their own fucking property? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, that's ridiculous alone. But the fact is that they didn't have to answer any of those questions because the suspicious behavior that the cops said was suspicious could have just totally been that they were like – it's like, okay, if you're hunting in the middle of the night, you could be hunting deer, you could be hunting rabbits. If you're hunting deer, it's illegal. If you're hunting rabbits, it's legal. That means if you see somebody hunting in the middle of the night, unless you see them shooting a deer, you don't have any probable cause to stop them and ask them questions. And you're already on private property. So what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, what are you doing on private property, bro? You know the fucking lines. Like, fuck out.
But here's the thing. These kids didn't fucking know any better. So they answer all the questions. Oh, I'm sorry, officer, but you know, what do you call it? Leave it to Beaver fucking. And they answer the questions. They set themselves up. And of course the cop, because this is part of the propaganda, right? The cops have to look good. Oh, well, I understand. It's a small mistake. Just stop hunting tonight and go get your license for tomorrow. So the cops aren't going to give, they're going to give them a warning, right? They always give warnings on these fucking shows. It's like, yeah, no, that shit doesn't happen in real life. Like, that guy's out there to make his fucking quota. He's going to give this guy a ticket. It's all propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, fucking
you're programming people's minds. Yeah,
ask for like the lived experience of an average California driver on the fucking highways. If you get pulled over by the state highway patrol, you're getting a fucking ticket.
When's the last time you got a warning? Exactly.
Yeah, like, yeah, California drivers, they say, if you get pulled over, you might as well just fucking... All right, what's the ticket for? You don't even try to argue. I mean, you can, but they're going to give you a ticket anyway. Every driver knows that there.
Yeah, they're not there looking for, you know, to make the roads safer. They're there to give tickets. That's their job.
I mean, the fucking most obvious example is like fucking bike cops. Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, you're on a fucking bicycle or a fucking motorcycle. You aren't chasing fucking nobody in a motorcycle unless you're a fucking retarded person, which, I mean, there aren't cops.
See, this is what I love about Mexico, too. So the other night I was driving around this little it's kind of a newly developed area. So the roads are technically one way, but nobody uses them like one ways. And there's not like a whole lot of signage. So like half the time you can't even tell, especially at night when it's dark. So I'm driving around. And like I'm trying to turn left somewhere, and apparently the thing I turned left into was a U-turn that was going to bring me all the way around. And so really, I got halfway through the U-turn thing, and I was like, I'm going to turn right and go the opposite way, and then turn left to get back to where I was trying to turn left in the first place, right? So now, as I did this, I make halfway around the U-turn, and then I turn right to go the wrong way on the thing. And just as I did that, these two cops on motorcycles came around the corner. And like they're and one stops right at the side of my door and the other one stops right in front of my car. So like I'm almost boxed in. And the guy that was next to my window, he's looking directly in my eyes. And I don't know if it was maybe that my wife was like in the seat next to me yelling at me, but I just looked at the cop and I just kind of waved at him and smiled. And then I kept driving. And then the guy that was in front of me, he didn't want to get hit. So he just moved out of the way. But I did it like, I tried to like play stupid, like, I don't know where I'm going, right?
Stupid American, man.
And they didn't follow me. They didn't even fucking bother to follow me because they're like, and I get it. Like, people hear these stories of corruption and everything, and the cops in Mexico and everything. And yeah, there's plenty of times where I got stopped and they were like, oh, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm like, here's some money. And they let me go. Right. But it's like in general. So like, I see police in Mexico more often than pulling somebody over. I see them changing somebody's tire on the side of the highway.
Oh, like an actual public servant.
Like an actual fucking human being.
Public servant part of the protect and serve.
It's so ridiculous. And then in the US, it's like, hey, yeah, fuck that guy. A tow truck will come along and charge him $800 for that soon.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. I can't waste my time helping that guy out. I've got to go give out more tickets. I've got a quota.
Oh, well, the cops say, oh, the quotas don't exist. Well, first off, you're lying, or you have something that's not called a quota, but then if you don't hit these certain numbers, you get like a fucking warning, or you get like a pay doc or something.
It's that. And so I had a really good friend. I still have. He's still really awesome. He's just in prison right now. But he used to be a cop, and like he was a cop in Austin, and he was like, yeah, he was like it wasn't a quota, but it was a quota. We all called it a quota, but it wasn't really a quota. And it's like that kind of like double talk is like, yeah, that's the same old shit they're doing. That was like 30 years ago, same shit still going.
Yeah, because they outlawed it what 30, 40 years ago. But then they just do the same thing but call it something else. And then nobody fucking tries to relitigate it or anything. It's weird.
Incentivizing tickets is what they're doing, which is ultimately the point of a quota, right? The point of a quota is to incentivize more tickets. And what they're doing now is incentivizing more tickets. You can call it whatever you want. They might do it a little bit differently. It's still doing the same
thing. Yeah. Horse by any other name is still a horse. Or whatever that bullshit line is. I don't know. I'm half retarded, so you have to help me out here.
I'm trying to think of like a duck duck go joke. If it quacks like a duck.
Oh well, if you want some duck facts, apparently ducks are fucking violent rapists.
Yeah, I've it's isn't this a weird time? Because like I'm like, it's like we're learning all these facts together as a society.
apparently the fucking ducks are just mini Jeffrey Epstein's walking around and we're feeding them fucking bread. Good job.
Yeah. And dolphins too. And dolphins too. Apparently. And
apparently they are also fucking like cold blooded fucking murderers. Most animals kill competition in the form of other males, so that's not fucking surprising. But the fact that they'll just go out and fucking rape humans, and it's not just like one time, it's like somewhat like a thing, that's the crazy part.
This guy is swimming in my ocean. I must assert dominance.
Yeah, not very many animals besides like humans and dolphins literally like fucking do that without the express sole purpose of like mating.
Well, they say dolphins are one of the smartest animals. So I wonder if that's part of intelligence
is wanting to rape.
Comes with, yeah, that's
the smarter.
That's
kind of a scary thought. That's the most base statement of all time. The smarter you are, the more you want to rape. Now that explains incels.
That's terrible. Now I feel bad about being smart.
Yeah, you fucking incel rapist. Let's go. That's going to get clipped out of context if you get any fucking steam. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Let them.
And then
it's the only way I'll get famous in this environment because, you know.
Yeah. And then
people like me, they like to shut us up.
Yeah. Because you speak a little too much truth, just a bit too much for their liking.
Yeah.
And then fuck those guys. And then fucking, I will say though, you're a lot smarter. Well, to be fair, it's I'm probably a lot smarter than Beto O'Rourke, but or Robert Francis O'Rourke, my bad. I have to call him by his legal name because a lot of people are under the impression he's Mexican when he's Irish. But hey, what do I know? I don't live here.
Really?
Yeah, Robert.
Yeah, I think I did know that. That came out when he was running for president.
Yeah, Robert Francis O'Rourke. Fucking then Beto. And how do you get Beto from that? That's almost like he's pandering in El Paso or something, which I'm okay with giving back to Mexico at this point.
Yeah, like you can't get to Beto from Robert. You can only get to Beto from Roberto.
Yeah, like almost like,
but you can go from Roberto to Robert, but you can't go from Robert to Roberto.
Well, I mean, that's the next step. You can change your gender. Now you can change your fucking nationality. Let's go. That's the next.
Well, yeah, evolution. No, there are people who have been trans racist.
Trans race, like the Dolezal themselves or whatever the fuck that woman was like.
Yeah,
really. I was culturally black but physically white.
Pocahontas.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren. Nice to see she's going nowhere in life. Wow. That's great.
Speaking of like the weird 2016 shenanigans. What's her name? AOC. Oh man, did you see this video? She's like in love with Bernie Sanders now.
Oh, I thought she was already in love with him. What?
She like posted this little video where she was like, "Yeah, sometimes I have pillow talk with Bernie Sanders," and I'm exaggerating, but like it was kind of weird. And I'm like, "Yeah, he's sugar daddy."
I mean, he is a fucking millionaire now, so apparently being a bleeding heart socialist pays off in the end. Look at that.
It
makes you quite wealthy somehow. That's weird. Huh. Almost like he's not practicing what he preaches or something, but that's another.
Yeah, because nobody's stopping him from paying extra taxes, right?
No, I mean, technically you can donate any amount of money you want to the fucking Federal Reserve or the IRS. They won't stop you. You can just give them.
He could donate all that money to a hospital and get people free healthcare.
For that hospital? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wants to extort people that make like $40,000 a year or less or whatever.
It's a weird phenomenon because I've met people who are like multimillionaires. Who they have that same mentality of like, yeah, they need to tax the rich, like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. And it's like you realize you're already like in the upper half of the 1%.
Yeah, like you're part of the rich, like you're rich too, motherfucker. Not to like to someone who's making policy and like the fucking whatever, you're rich compared.
But they don't get it. It's like everyone has this mentality of like, well, I'm rich, but I'm not that rich. There's always somebody like I'm sure Jeff Bezos thinks that there's somebody wealthier than him that should be paying all the taxes.
Yeah,
which is fucking ridiculous. But like it's just totally trying to like skirt responsibility, try to put it on somebody else. Why should I be responsible when there's so many other people?
It's like it's because I'm not a collectivist anymore, but you know, I used to be. And I've repented by basically becoming an anarchist almost.
There you go.
I mean, there you go. I'm kind of I'm in the point in my political belief where it's like, if you call me an anarchist, I'm going to be like, close enough. I don't care. There's probably like one or two things that might make me from going like full bore on it. But essentially, like if you call me one, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of in an interesting boat on that one, but I'll save that for another day.
well, fuck, it's actually time. Fuck, I actually have to go somewhere in a little bit, so fuck, I might have to wrap this up. An hour and a half. Ooh, you're my longest podcast so far. Let's go.
Hey, that's why the ladies like me.
10 long lasting Berman. Let's go. Hell yeah, brother. I can't wait to fucking vote for you, but also give me your fucking deets, your social media deets, all that shit, all your fucking websites. Plug away, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to danforfreedom.com, and that's got links to all the social media. If you want to make a donation or volunteer for the campaign, you can do that there. I'm on Twitter. I'm spending more time on Twitter, less time on Facebook. Yeah, great conversation over there. If you want to reach out, you can also contact me through the website or through Twitter. Can I plug like 20 different websites that I'm working on? No, I'm not going to bother with all that stuff. That stuff's all go to the website. You'll see links to that on the website. I'm working on a bunch of, projects. I'll just plug Nug of Knowledge, which is my cannabis company, nugofknowledge.com. We've got 50 state legal smokable hemp flower. And then we have less than 50 state legal, Delta 8 vape cartridges. And we're going to be adding a bunch of other stuff soon too. That's some really cool, all kinds of really cool stuff. Yeah, go to the website, follow the site, and get on the mailing list, because I'm really working on a lot of projects, but I can't plug them all right now.
Means he's gonna mail you fucking weed, you fucking stoners. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. I appreciate you coming on, and then hopefully this doesn't sink your campaign whenever you make it to telling fucking Wheels, our governor, to fucking go fuck himself. We don't give extra credit. We don't give partial credit for talking tough on mandates when you fucking rolled over like a little bitch last year about it. So again, appreciate it, brother. Yeah. I will see you on another time or something.
Sounds good.
Yeah.